Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now we're going to talk about the much talked about nighttime flight restriction imposed on Dublin Airport with Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe and Sinn Féin councillor Anne Graves. But let me first, you're both very welcome to the programme. Let me ask you, Cathal, first of all, about a story that's just popped up on my screen. Flight operations at Dublin Airport, we're told, were suspended for around 10 minutes just after noon today following a confirmed sighting yet again of a drone in the vicinity of the airport, of the airfield. This led to two flights, one which was an Aer Lingus flight from Frankfurt and one Ryanair flight from Birmingham, being diverted to Belfast, and a number of other aircraft were required to hold for a very short period. And they say the public are reminded that it's illegal to fly a drone without permission within 5 kilometres of Dublin Airport. But Cathal Crowe, yet again, because we don't have this long-awaited anti-drone technology.
Yeah, the technology is very simple. It's very straightforward, Cormac, and a lot of European countries already have it adapted. It can intercept the frequency by which the drone is commanded, and it can ensure that they don't come anywhere near the airport cartilage. It's wrong. We should have it in place already. Because acts like this, they're not just illegal, they're very dangerous, they're idiotic, in fact. And the rule is, the law, in fact, is that you shouldn't be flying one of these within 5 kilometres of an airport. So that takes in a large sweep of that area on Dublin Airport. And this has been hugely disruptive and costly.
And who's responsible for the hold-up here?
Well, look, we've had Minister Eamon Ryan, we've had officials in the department before us on many occasions. It's ultimately going to be Dublin Airport Authority, I understand, that will have to lead this. But it all needs, of course, sanction from the Irish Aviation Authority. There's a bit of regulation here because you do need this to be safe. It needs to be able to function in co-located in an environment where there's a lot of radar equipment, a lot of avionic equipment. Mm-hmm. This needs to be safe. It is, but I think...
Look, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
No, we're
and
not.
We're in the middle of peak season, and yet more disruptions because of drone activity. When do you want to have this anti-drone technology fully implemented and done and in place and working?
The answer to that is yesterday. Look, away from politics, I'm aviation spokesperson, but I used to fly myself many years ago. And look, this kind of equipment is safe. It's proven in continental Europe. I think we should be getting their advice, the likes of Schiphol or the Madrid Airport, how they're implementing this. We need this. We needed this many months ago, and I would hope that this could happen very, very soon. There is no delay from what I can see. Mm-hmm. From a safety point of view, this needs IAA and Dublin Airport Authority to implement it now.
Okay, Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil's aviation spokesperson and TD for Clare, get back into the cockpit with your co-pilot here, who's Anne Graves, Sinn Féin councillor in Swordsman. Let us talk about what we're supposed to be talking about, and that's the Fingal County Council enforcement order that they imposed nighttime flight restrictions on DAA or Dublin Airport. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that the council has a duty to enforce the law here in relation to flight restrictions. It comes as Ryanair has called on the Minister for Transport to intervene after the operator of the airport was given 6 weeks to reduce nighttime flights to 65 on average, takeoff and landing between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Before I ask any of you, either of the two of you, for a reaction, let's hear Michael O'Leary from Ryanair on the News at 1 today. He said that the airline would have to cancel flights from next month if planning notice is enforced.
In the next 4 weeks, we'll have to give people 2 weeks' notice of flight cancellations, and the cancellations will have to apply between the hours of 6 and 7 a.m., when, by the way, the vast majority of the first wave flights depart Dublin Airport. And these flights can't move. They can't move into the 7 o'clock hour because the 7 o'clock hour is already full, so is the 8 o'clock hour. And they have slots, arrival slots, at airports elsewhere in Europe and the UK. And if you really want to reduce between midnight and 6 a.m., cancel the cargo flights. They're the ones that are making most of the noise, not the passenger flights. Passengers don't fly between midnight and 6 a.m.
So let me ask the councillor in Swords in the area, Anne Graves of Sinn Féin, are you willing to stand up to what the airlines and Michael O'Leary are saying here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the DAA have known since 2007 the conditions that apply to opening the north runway. So it's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise to them. They should have had all their ducks in a row at this stage. You know, what really kind of gets to me is the DAA is a semi-state body. You know, who do they think they are that they can ignore planning conditions imposed? Incidentally, not by Fingal County Council, but by An Bord Pleanála. Fingal County Council is the planning regulator, but An Bord Pleanála insisted on these conditions when planning was agreed for the North Runway, you know.
And what about like people's travel plans?
Yeah, but I mean, this is what they've done. Like they've overstated the numbers. They also have, which is, I hope, is not going to be a surprise either to the DAA when it comes along. By the start of December, the 32 million passenger limit is likely to be exceeded.
Mm-hmm. Let's say they have.
At that stage, going to say this is a surprise as well.
Yeah. So let me bring in Cathal in just a second. But to stay with you, Anne, for a second, let's say they have breached the condition. People, though, on foot of that, families up and down the country have made travel plans. Are you saying that, I'm sorry, families, you can't go on holidays when you thought you were going to because the condition has to be complied with?
No, what I'm saying is, like, people up and down the country also have put in planning applications for, you know, maybe extensions to their homes. If they have conditions attached to that planning, they have to abide by it. Otherwise, enforcement is in on top of them straight away. I mean, we're talking about planning conditions that were put in place in 2007. Now, the DAA themselves had said, you know, they compare themselves to Croke Park, you know, and a 1,000-seating stadium and so on and so on, you know. But, I mean, they have known from the get-go, they've had, since 2007, to apply for a change to the limits at night time, and they've done nothing.
I suppose, Cathal Crowe, Councillor Anne Graves is saying the law has to be complied with. Surely you'd be in agreement, would you?
I largely would agree with what she said. Now, I wouldn't have any sympathy for DAA. She correctly says they had plenty of a lead in time, and there are many stages, even beyond An Bord Pleanála. You can go to the High Court. There's many ways to deal with this, and they haven't handled this very well. They haven't acquitted themselves very well, in my opinion. I would, however, have a huge amount of sympathy for people who've booked and who plan to travel. I would say the logical thing, and I'd be making representations to the Minister, would be that the cracking the whip part of enforcement here would align itself with the booking season. Typically, if people want to book a flight out of Ireland, there's usually the outer limit by which you can book is usually 7 to 11 months from now. And I think it would be more realistic to crack the whip in that time. But Cormac, moreover, this speaks to something that concerns me hugely and members of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. There's an 89% market share Dublin has. They have a monopoly on inward and outbound travel. That is to be expected. It's our capital airport. We have to protect it and all of that. But there needs to be a more equal spread. We're not going to get a full rebalancing, but surely the other airports in Ireland here can play a role. When we've one airport exceeding...
Yeah, but that's for down the line. That's for down the runway, I'd say. So let me ask you about the issue at hand.
It speaks to this as well.
Yeah, let me ask you about the issue at hand. You're basically saying give DAA and the airlines a little bit more leeway here to comply with the enforcement order. But basically by doing that, do you accept that you're allowing them to ride roughshod over the condition, the planning permission condition?
Well, I don't see how that enforcement order can be fully fulfilled in 6 weeks' time when you'll have families booked on a 6:50 flight out of Dublin or a flight.
Yeah, I know that, but the effect of what you're saying is allowing these big boys to ride roughshod over the condition that they knew at the outset.
I think the enforcement order should align itself better with the booking season. I think they should be severely wrapped across the knuckles. There's good reason for this planning condition there, and it's for largely the residents of St. Margaret's and communities right in the curtilage of the airport. You know, they're listening to these engines day and night. Surely they deserve sleep. These conditions are for good reason. But I think the enforcement of them in 6 weeks is unworkable.
Anne.
Yeah, I actually want to disagree with what Cormac said and also with what Michael O'Leary said earlier in relation to it just being a handful of people from St. Margaret's. That's not the case. We've had a group of, so there's a community council and forum, which is the Fingal Organised Residents United Movement. It's made up of community groups and residents associations that have hosted public meetings in Portmarnock, Ashburn, three in Coolquay. I hosted one in Swords, and at each of those meetings where there was up to kind of 200 people, actually, there was standing room only.
Yeah.
We've already had requests like from, you know, Rushlus, Malahide, other areas in Fingal and East Meath, you know, so dismissing it as, you know, a handful of people in St. Margaret's, who incidentally, many of them have generations have lived in the area long before.
No, and
before.
I do feel actually extremely sorry for those people. But Michael, you know, O'Leary, once he picked his jaw up off the ground, he basically said that the airport was here first, before any of those families had their houses there. And this is a national issue, he said. Is he not right?
Well, he's not. I mean, what it has grown and grown and grown, you know, and like conditions were put in place. This went through a huge consultation process. Everybody was involved in it, you know, the DAA, all of the residents. So we have a situation now where people bought and built homes in areas that were based on contours that were supplied by the DAA. We have residents living in Ridgewood, which is an area in Swords, you know, right beside me. Their homes are parallel to the runway. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with particles from fuel, you know, all over their windows. They're inhaling that. You asked the DAA to put in a monitor and they said, oh, that's not our problem.
I do understand that, and people will have sympathy as well. But hang on, if it's a national issue, then that the statement we got from the Department of Transport says effectively that they're complying, the council has to comply with the law and enforce the compliance with the law. Hang on a second here now. Yes. This is to Cathal Crowe. As down to the bottom, Cathal, they say, as this is a planning matter, it's not appropriate for the minister to intervene. Case closed. Is that it?
I would hope not. I agree with everything Margaret has said. Anne has said, sorry, I'm getting my words wrong here. I agree with everything she said. These conditions here for good reason. It's the application of this enforcement order 6 weeks from now. There are families listening to this today. They've plans to travel overseas. That makes it a national issue. Anne has rightly listed off many of the communities that are affected by this, but there's a whole nation affected. Okay. If you start to crack the whip 6 weeks from now, the logical step here is to say, of course, every condition here should be fulfilled, but align it more with the booking season. There'll be people lose holidays here. Okay. They won't get reimbursed either by their accommodation provider. Okay. A little bit of common sense here. I would agree with some of what Michael O'Leary has said, but DA should not be left off the hook here, but this should be delayed somehow.
Okay, let's have to, I'm have to land this one quickly. Cathal Crowe of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed. Anne Graves of Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin councillor in Swords, thank you very much indeed as well.